The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind: my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hello and welcome to Friday. This is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. Thank you so much for joining me today. I suspect most of you may have been tuning in to hear Sean Hannity, but today and every Friday, you can hear me on Financial Fridays, and it sounds as though I'm batting cleanup today as your Financial Chick, the only woman on the schedule today. I know baseball is kind of in, or maybe not in so much, but I'm still going to be batting cleanup for you today. I'm the owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, and we are located in Medford. We are a full-service independent financial planning firm, and I am really, really excited to be here and to be with you to help you. This show is for you. It's about you and your goals and your concerns. I'm here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your stress and anxiety about money. So first, to kind of start, give you some stats. According to a Charles Schwab study that was just taken on August 8th of 2020, Americans' top three financial concerns are the following. Number one, saving enough for a comfortable retirement. Number two, stock market volatility. And number three, job security. So if you're sitting there and you're wondering, I can relate to one, maybe you can relate to two, or possibly you can relate to all three. So if so, you know, listening to the Financial Chick Show will give you the tools to help you address many of these concerns. I have worked with people from all walks of life for over 24 years, helping them to navigate their financial journeys to reaching their financial goals. If you need someone to assist you on your journey, feel free to call my office at 631-758-8691. And in talking about financial journeys, I had a call from a client today, and you know, having a relationship with a financial advisor, it's just not a one-shot deal. It's really a long-term investment and a long-term relationship. So this one client called today, and I remember meeting with her parents. They've been my clients for many, many years, at least over 20 years. And she was a little girl with her sister, and she would come and sit on my couch, you know, in my office, and read her book with her sister. And she graduated from college. She went to Yale. Actually, both her and her sister did. And, you know, once she graduated, she started investing with me. She invested at her job, and she was doing some things outside. And she gave me a call this week, and she told me that she was buying a condo, her first condo, her first real estate property, which was pretty exciting. So we had a conversation a couple of months ago, so she felt she was ready to make that leap. And of course, it's a big leap for many, but she's doing it, and she has a closing date, and she wanted to let me know. She ran into a few bumps in the road, which I'm sure we all know that all happens, but she's going to be buying that condo and closing on September 15th, so it's pretty exciting stuff. So what is a financial advisor, and what do they do? That's such a big question that most people have in their minds. If you ask five people, you'll probably get five different answers. If you meet with five different financial advisors, you will likely get different answers also. So how do you decide how do you decide who's the right person for you, or what does a financial advisor do? So I can talk to you about how I work with my clients. I think the most important thing, really, because as I alluded to before, it's a long-term relationship. If it's somebody you can have a good relationship with and you get along with and you have common ideas and thoughts, it's probably going to work to be a long-term relationship. If it's a person that you meet, a financial advisor that you maybe don't have that comfort. Your money is very personal to you, as well as your goals and you know, the different things that you want to do. And you're going to be exposing and talking about a lot of different things that you have to be sitting with somebody who you feel comfortable with and can understand your concerns. So as a woman, we have that motherly instinct, you know, that does give an edge. Not to say my male colleagues, because I have quite a few of them, don't have that instinct. But, you know, working with a woman, especially the women out there that are listening, sometimes, you know, you may not want to work with a man. You feel uncomfortable kind of exposing or talking about certain things that have gone on in your world. And that's something that you can talk to me about. So to reach me again, if you do have any particular questions, is 631-758-8691. And you can also, we have a Facebook page, Diversified Financial Solutions. So as far as how I work with my clients, I consider myself like a financial architect, you know, when we build a house. Basically, the home represents your future dreams and aspirations. Each room perhaps represents a personal goal or ambition you may have. Then you will look to the furniture to furnish that home. The furniture gives you the comfort that your goals and aspirations, you know, what you're looking to achieve, what makes you comfortable and what you want to see have happen. So what we find is that most clients, as I'm sure most of you do out there, you have a financial advisor, or maybe you've been talking or thinking about getting a financial advisor, but you just don't know how to start. So when clients do come to us, they usually have some financial furniture elsewhere, or investments, or programs through work. And what we do is we review that, and over the years, we accumulate more furniture, but everything has to be put together with a strategy and has to be coherent. So it's kind of funny, because sometimes people will come to me, what's the best investment, or what's the hot topic? And for my clients that are listening, and I know a lot of you are out there listening, and I thank you, you know, you'll never get that from me. That's something that you'll never hear. What's the best investment? What's the best product? Because the first thing I will ask you is, what's your goal? So it's bizarre that you would buy furniture before you actually buy a home, wouldn't it? Because you're not really sure what your entire vision looks like. Yet people do that with their financial furniture. So what we do is we take a look at the financial furniture that our clients have brought, and we see if it fits into the financial home that we've designed. If it fits, we keep it. But if it doesn't, we'll try to improve it. You probably wouldn't put antique furniture in a modern contemporary house, would you? And over time, both your home and your financial home, will always need maintenance. And the clients need to set aside a budget for this. So one of the biggest things that we talk to people is doing the basis of every financial plan. One, making sure you have a good cash reserve, an adequate cash reserve. Again, that's money set aside in a bank, savings account, money market, that if something were to happen, an emergency or an opportunity that may come down the pike, you can reach into that money and not have to worry about going to a credit card and increasing debt. The second big piece is your budget. Most people I talk to, when I ask them if they have a budget, the answer is no. And really, that's the biggest misstep. It's so important to know what you have coming in versus what you have going out, especially when you have goals. When people come to me and say, I want to retire, I want to put together a plan for my kids' retirement, for my kids' college education, I need life insurance, there's all of these different things that I want to do. So I say, well, how much do you have excess every month? And they're not sure. So that's really the first two things: adequate cash reserve and having a good budget. So occasionally, you know, we know in life things are going to change and circumstances change. So it's like what many people are doing right now. I was just having a discussion with somebody about, you know, not going on vacation, or not having commuting costs, or different things that are happening. Circumstances are going to change dramatically. So sometimes we need to redesign a new financial home. So working with myself, Denise Nostrom, and Diversified Financial Solutions, we're with you the entire way. We're there to be there through all the stages of your life and to be your maintenance engineers as things go on. So the nice thing about working with somebody is that you have a financial partner. And I think that's really the most important thing for everybody. I looked at myself just recently. I've decided that I'm going to be working with a wellness coach. And just for things that, we're all busy. You know, we have a lot of things on our plate. We're working. We have the kids. And I have a dog, actually, my Jack Russell Terrier. If you ever come to the office, she's wonderful. But she's 17, so she's taking a little bit more time. So what we find is as we go along our life, we just don't have the time to do everything that we want to do. But we do always want to improve. So hiring a financial advisor, like myself, is really the thing that you want to do. So again, we're located in Medford. And one of the things that we say is at Diversified Financial Solutions, we do the work so you can relax and enjoy the things that you would like to enjoy in your life. So it's really something that, you know, you feel so much more empowered when you know you have somebody to give a call to just bounce some things off of. So we are 30 seconds from the commercial break. So I just want to again remind you, it's Denise Nostrom, the financial chick with Diversified Financial Solutions. I will see you after the break. Denise Nostrom, the financial chick. My firm is Diversified Financial Solutions. We are located in Medford. We can be reached at 631-758-8691 or visit our website at www.diversifiedfinancial.biz or our Facebook page at Diversified Financial Solutions. So as we were talking before the break, it's really important to furnish that home with the various pieces of furniture or financial furniture. At Diversified Financial Solutions, we're here to help to put the pieces of your life together. And as we know, kind of when we talk about the furniture, I meet with people so many times and like, you know, I have a 401k, my wife is a 403b, you know, we have a mutual fund over here, we bought this life insurance policy over here, and, you know, things are all around. You know, they have been different places. So I asked them, do you know how they all work together? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. And that's something that we take a look at, is that all those pieces are excellent. And actually, you know, you should be congratulated for getting to those places. So as I'm saying these things and you have those things, congratulations to you. But sometimes you just need that partner, like when we hire a trainer or whatever the case may be, just to kind of get us over the line and get us to the things that we just don't have the time for or the time to think about. And that's where we meet your needs. One of the other things, we have strategic partners that help us to help you. We work with various CPAs, we work with lawyers, we work with mortgage brokers, and many other professionals. Now, again, that doesn't mean that if you have your own professionals, we're looking to replace them. That's far from what we would ever do. As a matter of fact, for many of our clients, what we do is we work very well with their other professional financial people. And it makes a lot of sense to do that, especially when we do strategies with tax savings or tax planning, you know, to pull in that CPA and to make sure that your tax situation is in line with the recommendations that we're making. The end goal is really for you. It's to make sure that you're keeping as much money as you can, as much money as you earn. So, that's something that I think is great. And over the years, I've met with and have so many professional, you know, people, partners in my realm that, you know, and a lot of times my clients do ask to have those people as recommendations. Either they don't have somebody or they're looking for somebody new. So it's just really what we love to be is the quarterback to kind of help you in all your different areas. Again, it's just making your life easier. That's really where it is. So, you know, this year has been an interesting year. I'm sure I don't have to tell any of you that, you know, coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you call it, the uncertainty has been insane. And for myself, as a planner, uncertainty, it just makes me uncomfortable, as I'm sure it does you as well. So we look at, I mean, as being a parent, I have a daughter who's starting high school. Basically, you know, what's going on? What's going to be happening? Are they going to school? Will they continue to go to school through the entire fall and into the winter? Mask, gloves, 6 feet distancing. There's all these different things that we're just so uncertain as to what's going to happen next. And not that that's not been the case really in general, but I think it's really been elevated this year with this pandemic. And when we look to the market, The market is the same way as us. I always kind of equate it to, you know, we don't like uncertainty in our lives, and the market certainly doesn't either. So there is a lot of volatility that's going on right now. And I think the one thing that I find most people think that they have no control and no say in what's going on. I'm going to give you a couple examples, which is kind of interesting. Amazon, this week, Jeff Bezos, the CEO, he, in August, he sold more than $3.1 billion worth of shares in his company, according to a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And the sales this week brings his total cash out in 2020 to slightly more than $7.2 billion so far. And you know, their earnings have been amazing. They blew out analysts' expectations. But we think about it, the coronavirus really fueled that due to online shopping. So Amazon shares, and I'm not making any stock suggestions, but just as a point of information, Amazon shares are up 73% for the year. So when I say we have no control, really, who moved that market or who moved that stock? It would be us. I always kid with my husband and I say, you know, if I see another Amazon box on that porch, I'm just going to I'm going to be very, very aggravated. But, you know, again, it due to the situation, not shopping in stores, I get it. It makes sense. But it is something that we're making happen. Another company, Apple, just became the first U.S. listed company to reach a $2 trillion market capitalization. The shares of the technology rose 1.2% at a price of $467.84 on Wednesday. So again, the numbers don't really make a difference, but it just shows, again, if you talk to most people have an Apple phone, they have an iPad, and all the other things that go along. So our purchasing really does move things. So just that's something to keep in mind. And something just that will blow your mind, we take a look at the market capitalizations. Now, I randomly picked out, again, no stock suggestions, but randomly picked out a few stocks. McDonald's market capitalization is $156.6 billion versus $2 trillion at Apple. Let's take a look at Johnson & Johnson, $399.05 billion. Again, versus trillion. Starbucks, another big favorite, $90.16 billion. So you can see, basically, the capitalization of Apple towers over all of these other companies. So, oh, and then I have Tesla. Their market capitalization is $350 billion. So the bottom line is, your choices do make a difference in what we do. And that's kind of what's really been going on with regard to the market this year. It's very, very segmented into various categories that are doing well. Overall, information technology is up 25.2% since last Friday. And it makes sense. I mean, when you think about it, there's an acronym that I don't know if you've ever heard of, but it's called FANG. And what does FANG mean? It means Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. So when you hear those company names, you almost sit and say, are there any other companies that are out there? Because that's really the only companies that you hear. Again, propelled very much by the pandemic. But when people say, wow, the market's doing bad, things are tough, they are in certain categories, but they aren't in others. And that's one thing working with our company. We take out all the guesswork. We are on top of all of these different market trends and everything that's going on. So you don't have to worry about it. Really trying to make sure that you're in the right place at the right time and to move into other areas when it's not a good time. One other little quick snippet. We had also made history this week. We had the shortest bear market in the S&P 500 that happened this week, actually on Tuesday. It was a big day. S&P hit a high on February 19th and a low on March 23rd. It was a swing of about 23%. The bear market lasted for 33 days. In a comparative stance, the average bear market lasts for 302 days, and that's tracking all the way back to 1920. So it's really an interesting, it's interesting when you're on this every day. You know, we hear stuff on the news, and sometimes, you know, I'll have clients call me and they tell me things that are happening on the news, and we'll see that during the morning news hour, things happen, and by the afternoon, things could change. So it's really kind of getting rid of all the noise, but going back to what's the main purpose, you and your goals. So when the pandemic was happening, yeah, you know, people were looking to or scared, and we got a lot of calls, no doubt about it. But we were able to talk to people and say, all right, listen, we know things are going crazy, but let's go back to where your goals are. What is it that you're looking to achieve? And when they knew that retirement was a 10 or 15 years, and maybe their kids' education is 8 years, well, what's happening in 2020? It's important, but it's not the end all be all. So just having a partner to be able to talk to and to, to really discuss your concerns and kind of relate what's going on in the world is really, really important, important facet. So again, this is the Financial Chick with Diversified Financial Solutions. You could reach me at 631-758-8691. We are actually getting to the end of the show, and it was very exciting. So I talk about comfort zone. I know a lot of you are nervous about maybe working with a financial advisor, but this was out of my comfort zone. So call me. If you have questions or are looking to get your financial life together, let's talk. And remember, at Diversified Financial Solutions, we do the work so you can relax and enjoy your life. I can't wait to see you next week.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.